Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We may be joined by two or three of our other members. If they are able to get free from other meetings than they are in right now.
We don't need them.
But in the meantime, we have a quorum, so we can proceed ahead. As you notice on the agenda, we have minutes before us for approval. These were the minutes from our meetings on August 23rd, and then on Monday, both on Monday, and August 30th. So please take a few minutes to review those and
I will move the minutes of August 23rd.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Rogowski.
Second.
And a second by Legislator Williams for the minutes of August 23rd. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And those minutes are approved. And we'll turn now to the minutes of August 30th.
Oh, this is for
me. You know, I realized later on, I see when I questioned the fellow from the Yonkers Parking Authority, and the answer got, which the minutes reflect, that the county almost split the profits 50-50.
Right.
I realized later, I worked out, well, why are they getting 50%? It was our money going in. until the garage is paid off, right, we should have got 100%. After it's all paid off, then you can negotiate, but they're making 50% on no investment.
I'll move that we approve the minutes of Monday, August
2nd.
30th.
Okay. Mr. Gaskin, on that item, it's just on discussion.
3, 5, 6, yeah.
In response to a question by Legislator Rogowski, Mr. Pinto responded that the city makes annual accountings to the county for the 50% share of profits.
The deal is the expenses are paid to run the garage, and that's a whole issue. What goes on expenses? Mm-hmm. But there's some kind of audit account, and then after expenses, we split with the parking authority 50-50. It's not laid out maybe exactly right, but we get 50% share of the profits. The parking authority gets the other 50%, and I realize afterwards, why do they get 50%? What they do?
Right.
I should have got 100%. Who got that deal?
Evidently, they collect the money and do the accounting.
Well, they collect them and do it, and all the expenses are paid. So the debt service, all the expenses are paid. But that was my question. That was my question. Not that I don't trust their accounting, but their expenses. Like,
right.
You could have a $200 lunch, and that was.
So it's.
But after all those expenses, and I asked about the auditing and all that, after that's all covered, he said any profits are split 50-50.
Okay.
And I went, that's good. Then I realized that's not good enough.
But for the record,
it should be clear to me.
His point, Mr. Pinto responded that
they will do an accounting to us.
They do an accounting. They make an annual accounting to the county.
Well, they will in the future. When this thing it's not built yet.
Okay.
It's not built.
So we should say Mr. Pinto responded that the city will make an annual accounting.
Will make, yeah.
So that correction will mean we'll make an annual accounting.
And it should say for all the expenses, which include a 50-50 sharing of sharing of the profits.
For all revenues and expenses.
All revenues and expenses. Yeah.
Parking garage, the minutes that reflected.
On August 30th, you see.
On August 30th.
And page 2. It's number 3.
It's this one. Remember when Mr. Pinto came in?
Yeah. Gord, I was thinking afterwards, why is the parking authority getting 50% of the profits? We should, at least till we get the paper, what do they put in? He said they're splitting the profits 50-50. I went, okay. They realized, wait a minute.
Parking authority has nothing to do with
it. Well, I know, so, which is my first problem, because I'm not sure who the oversight and the accounting to begin with.
Well, the mayor sits on it, the chair is the chairman, yeah. So they have oversight by the city of Yonkers, but it's an independent agency.
But how do they get 50% of the profits? We're putting $7 million into building thing, and they get 50% of the profits? That really is... Okay. But I forgot, I didn't raise it at the time, was my mistake. I accepted, I was happy to get 50%. It seemed like a good deal.
Okay. So if we correct this, Susan, if this is corrected, in response to a question by Legislator Rogowski, Mr. Pinto responded that the city will make an annual accounting to the county for all revenues and expenses, about period. Yonkers will receive 50%.
Of Yonkers Parking Authority.
Not Yonkers Parking Authority will receive 50% of the garage's net profit. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and we get the other 50%.
Right. Okay. Yonkers Parking Authority and Westchester County
will split the net revenue.
Will split 50-50 the net revenue from the garage. Okay. All right. Are there any other corrections? The record reflect that Legislator Burroughs is in attendance, and we're just reviewing the August 30th minutes.
I note I wasn't here on the 23rd, but were those minutes approved?
Yes. Yeah. Insert an ad for Playland during this section of the tape.
Are we waiting for?
Oh no, we're just waiting for any final comments on August 30th.
Oh, sorry.
There's no other corrections to the draft. I'd entertain a motion to accept the minutes from August 30th as amended.
As amended. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The August 30th minutes then are approved as amended in item 1-3. Okay. All right. We have our business that we took up this morning with budget. Was the only business we had scheduled today that required our vote on either proposed local laws or acts. But our item for discussion this afternoon is Playland Amusement Park, and specifically with let's just get the RFP in the center of the table, so to speak, because. We're not doing this in a vacuum. The RFP is out there, but the discussion we had at the last meeting, I think, brought out quite a few good points, and I know that over a number of different meetings, I've mentioned that I think that the board and the way we work through our committees, the board working through its Public Works, Parks, Labor and Transportation Committee. Board needs to be proactive in the process. Laying the RFP aside for a moment, I think there are a couple of questions that I'd like us to address. One is knowing what the charge to this committee is. Do we want to determine what this committee's role is generally with respect to two very important processes that have to do with Playland? The first would be the Board of Legislature's assessment of the park today, this season, how we are, what we're doing. You know, as broad as that assessment we feel it needs to be, that's one of the roles that of this committee, to make that assessment of current operations. And the second is to issue a recommendation, or a series of recommendations, but let me just say, issue a recommendation to the board on the future use and management of Playland Park. Now, those are two things that ordinarily would be included in our charge, whether there is or isn't an RFP in the picture. And then the third thing I'd like to have us consider is bringing the RFP back on the table, as it is a document that's been prepared and released. What is the position of this committee during the RFP process? One of the things, for example, we have talked about was tied into you know, the release of the RFP. Well, we've gone beyond that as an operative date for action that the board might take. It's been announced that a pre-proposal meeting will take place on October 13th, where the administration will brief those who are interested in looking further at the RFP, possibly submitting a proposal. In our review of the RFP thus far, and I know we probably have all come away with different, you know, different impressions perhaps in reviewing the RFP, but with our review recently done by us individually, do we see a role for the board that will either have it taking an action, making a statement before the pre-proposal meeting, on the day of the pre-proposal meeting? Is this board on all fours conceptually with the RFP, or in fairness to those who are considering submitting a proposal? Do we have a view that would help clarify the picture somewhat? Clearly, one of the things that has been said time and time again, the RFP is open-ended, appears to be a blank sheet of paper waiting for someone to set down their best ideas. Is it the sense of the legislature that we're willing to look at everything from A to Z? Or is it the sense of this committee and possibly the rest of the board that we're willing to exclude part of or include part of the things on that list, but not necessarily everything? Case in point, a proposal that calls for the alienation of the parkland in the park, to permit the sale of that property, the lease of that property, or the future use of that property in a way that is not consistent with the use of parkland. Is that something that this legislature and this committee and this legislature are prepared to agree with today, not agree with today, or are they at the opposite end of the spectrum? No, we're committed as a board to the future use of Playland as a park of some type, some use to be managed in some way. So these are the types of things that I think we're looking at right now. They are all short-term roles. Again, what is our role during the RFP process? And in particular, with this October 13th date racing toward us, do we want to get our view as a board out into the public for these potential whoever that may respond to this RFP, for them to know how the legislature is thinking about this. And then secondly, what course of action do we want to take with respect to an assessment of the current operation? And then finally, do we want to work on a recommendation to the full board on the future use and management of Playland Park, which needs to be pretty well done and completed by us sometime, probably, well, it could be sooner rather than later, but with respect to the calendar that's been released, we know we really only have up through the end of the fourth quarter of this year, probably into the first quarter of next, but not too much further beyond that.
Why do you say that?
Well,
because,
the
submission
time.
Deadline
yeah.
is February 10th.
Only because of the timeline. Yeah. So that pretty much limits us to only part, actually, let me revise it, only part of the first quarter, maybe the first month in quarter number one.
Could you outline your understanding of what the Board of Legislators' responsibility is with regards to any change, any direction that is taken?
We would have to sign off on it.
On any and all.
Yeah, no party can unilaterally do that. We pretty much control the the use of our property. We have chosen a long time ago.
Meaning the Board of Legislators.
The legislature. We chose a long time ago to operate a park system, and so we have over 18,000 acres that are parkland that that are put to different use. Some passive, some active. You know, swimming pools, the baseball fields, the soccer fields.
Not too many baseball fields.
Right, to amusement park, to an amusement park.
The reason I ask this is, part of me is wondering, well, what difference would it make? Not to sound facetious, because ultimately then you're saying it does have to come back through the Board of Legislators. But one of the things that I think we could, two things that I think we probably could spend some time on. I've heard that the Parks Board would like to be much more involved in any and all discussions and feels that they haven't been involved at all. And similarly, I know that the City of Rye very much wants to be involved in discussions, and they've formed a committee under the mayor that wants to be hands-on in all of these discussions. But the other big part that has come out fairly recently, and I wonder if perhaps this committee could do some research into it, is the fact that we seem to take, we did a lot of bonding at Playland,
right.
Especially since we've bought the rides and we aren't renting as many rides. We put the debt service for Playland into the operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that for our other parks.
Right.
And I haven't been here long enough to know. Apparently the history goes way back, like 20 years. Well, you may have been here then.
It's not for the other parks?
No, my understanding...
There was an article in the paper, an editorial that spoke about that. And in fact, George is going to give us the benefit of his experience in a little while. George Oros.
Oh, good.
Because he has all the answers, supposedly, to those things. And to respond to some of your earlier questions...
Yeah.
George said that to me that the intent of the county executive was once we receive any kind of responses to this proposal, that he's going to set up another committee which he wants to consist of legislators and probably you as the area legislator, mm-hmm. some of the group that you just spoke about
right.
out of Rye, and he wants to have parks members and they're, this is just a request for proposal. It's pie in the sky. I mean, I don't think anybody within the administration, I certainly don't think amongst our colleagues, there would be much of a chance of alienating any of the parks, but they had to put that in there. But I don't think that's a proposal that anybody upstairs is considering. And certainly, I think they know what the majority of we as legislators think on that. So I don't know whether we really have to go into this. I think it might have been good, and I don't share the same viewpoint as George, and I shared that with him. I think if we had some input on this RFP, we should have, but the fact that it's crossed in the mail, that we wanted it and they sent it out, I don't see why we should do much at this point in time, especially when we have final say.
Mm-hmm.
That's my humble opinion.
Mr. Gosman. Yeah, on that score, I agree with the legislative boroughs. I think the RFP's out. It might have gone a different way, but this is the way it went. It's out. It's broad. It's general. They're just looking for anything to come in. They don't know what they're going to get. I think we can wait till February. I don't think we have the wherewithal to really give. It would have been good if we had spent a couple of months come up with some direction. My concern is people who really want to do something are going to say, geez, we don't know where the board of legislators are. How much time, money, and effort we can spend to make them up with a whole big proposal. And the moment we see it, well, we don't like that. And they just spent 3 months working on it. So it would have been good, to your point, to maybe get some of our perspectives out there. But, you know, with the administration, it never happened. Fine. They did it. This may be 6 months of nothing or whatever. So on that point, I'd agree. It's out there, and I wouldn't spend any time on that. But I have some comments on your other questions. Yeah. On the RFP, I'm with Gordon.
Okay. Let me just mention something. I think we heard Mr. Ross when he mentioned that it could very well be that they really don't get anything back.
Yeah.
None of the proposals, the solicited proposals,
and it won't
really
affect next year anyway. Whatever comes back
are anything that any of us can work with. So that kind of telegraphs to us the fact that the RFP and the solicited proposals may not be of any help to a question that I still feel is our responsibility to answer, because I think we all pretty much say that we can't just sit and do nothing, because as a cost center, we're not satisfied with its performance. We've all expressed that. So my question then is, in putting the RFP on the table because it exists, but then kind of putting it off to the side for a moment, what is our responsibility with respect to the issue of the future use of Manageable Playland? And how do we want to go about framing that as the board's committee with that responsibility?
I'd make several requests or suggestions. One, we did spend like $250,000 on a master plan, and it's already now 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and I have just bare recollections of it. I'm not sure if I was on this committee at the time, but the point is, I think this committee, we should
pull it
off the shelf.
Approved, you know.
Well,
it was never.
All right,
but
rip the dust off of it. At least
look at it. It may be
and
terrible.
Bring the acting commissioner.
So for starters, just it's in the history here. We spent money. We should have the benefit of what's in there.
$150,000.
I think so. There was a lot of money spent on it.
Not only that, we've had a number of consultants. Reports, including the last one I remember Joe sharing with us, where it was that specialist in small amusement parks.
Well, there were several safety. There were several safety.
Well, not the safety ones.
Oh, well, just anyway. So my point.
I mean, there's a lot of information.
Well, that's why. So my point, my suggestion, at least the one master plan that I'm aware of, whatever other reports, we should at least have it, and then we can say we read it.
That's the economic impact report, Susan. I think.
Yes, there
called,
is.
Yeah, there
is a big one.
We should put
so that the master plan. I like to read the master plan and just get up to speed. So that's one thing. I think we're in position to request go back maybe 3 years.
When does Playland officially close? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Mid September. It's in here.
It goes like weekends now. It's just
weekends after Labor Day.
Yeah,
right,
but he says the date in here because he says you can contact Peter. September 18th is the last day of operation.
Go back 3 years prior to the change, and then last year's numbers and this year's numbers as they're coming out, attendance, all the data that's available, concessions, all that information. So we can kind of make some understanding, because the purpose of that is to see the change.
Revenue from the rides and from
yes.
The
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
I'll go back 3 years. We got something
Friday
for this year. But so this committee can make some judgments, to your point. I mean, go back 10 years, but as I say, go back at least 3 years. The information is available, but I could go back 10 years, but at least the last 3 or 4 years, all the data. Then last year, we had the rain, between last year and this year, to begin to make some judgments. Is it the $3 fee? Is it the $25? I talked to a member of the Parks Board, one Mr. Pinto, who surprised me by saying...
He's not on it.
He's not the park's board, but he surprised me by saying it was his understanding that whereas the administration or the parks, Playland folks, thought they'd sell a couple of hundred season passes, they sold many thousands. And, you know, so one reason maybe the revenues are down is so many people took advantage of it because it is a good deal. If you're going to go...
It's a much better deal.
And his understanding was they sold a lot of season passes, many, many more than their projection. So how did that play? So there's just a lot of data points.
That would skew the attendance even more. So you have 200 people, but maybe they're not paying.
So if we go backwards mm-hmm. and forwards, just again, so this committee can kind of see, not that we're experts.
Or they had prepaid.
But right. They kind of... So you have that, so that point. And then... to your point of timing, the budget's coming up, you know, in a couple of months we'll be mm-hmm. doing the budget. So
one, I think
so,
we're going to get
yeah, so
budget.
So this is next February, but for budget purposes, can we look at maybe what did they spend on marketing this year and maybe last year? I mean, what information can we get that we maybe can be helpful flowing into the budget for Playland? Making some judgment. Just for me, maybe a suggestion we want to make to the budget committee, to the board, is drop the $3 fee. Well, how much money did they take in on a $3 fee this year, last year? Just what was it, if we're thinking of maybe, you know what, charge the $5 for out of
July right now. Yeah.
So, but looking for the budget, I'd be interested in, can we collect any data on that $3 issue to make some recommendations on that? How much have we spent? Because we're told by concessionaires the marketing budget ended up going to entertainment. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't go to market. Now, is that true? So we should be able to know last year, this year. Without stepping on
the what happened with the woman in the hot dog?
Well, I have several, just today, several of my seniors in Rybrook said, you know, for the $3, they don't want to go. And one lady, she wanted to go in to buy the hot dog.
To be able to go
they
in for free.
Go and see the hot dog stand.
Citizens,
I want to go to buy the hot dog. You got to pay the $3.
A citizens thought they should get in for
she didn't
free.
Go in.
They did reduce it. It was originally $5, and I think they brought it down to $3.
Well, the concessionaires thought their part of the business was really hurt.
And a lot of people, bless you, who just want to walk through
right.
and they would buy something, they're not going
that's
in.
That's the concessionaires yeah. or the people who are
so it goes to yeah. that $3 number. How big an impact is that $3 if we took it out of the
I think it's $5 for non-residents.
It's $5 for non-residents. We can make it $6 for non-residents. I don't, you know, keep that fee. And
well,
then
except
raise
I think
it.
60% of our attendance is non-residents.
Non-residents, so that's fine. So they'll pay it. So we... We're
how many season passes done? Is it by a name or something? What's to prevent a camp from buying 20 season passes and then giving it to
those
various
would be just,
levels?
You know, the whole operation, that's the question to ask. It's, but it's $65 for the season. So it's $25 for a day. If you go three times, that's $75. So
that's
if you're going to go.
That's such a good deal.
And Vito said, you know what? They sold many, many more than they thought they
yeah.
would. If you think about it, well, why not? You know, mm-hmm. it's such a good. Anyway, so I think there's a lot of data maybe we can collect. And we have 1 or 2 months to feed it into maybe the budget process. But beyond that, the RFP is February. Nothing's going to, next year, it's going to run the same way, but for maybe changing the entertainment, you know, the marketing budget, maybe having an impact input on this $3 fee. So those are things I, you know, and reading the master plan.
I didn't know what to do with it. Didn't you get those? No. I don't know. They sounded like 10.
The
I don't carry the same way you do.
No.
We don't have anybody here from the administration.
I didn't know what to do with it.
Okay. We have been, a few weeks ago, I asked for a substantial piece of financial information that covered a whole lot of categories, revenue expense categories associated with Playland as a cost center, more than what we usually get in the budget review. And the idea would be we could start to look at it, and if we wanted to drill down into certain numbers, we could do that. It was my understanding that the information was completed by budget last week, or completed by Playland and Parks last week, and was sitting in budget waiting for the sign-off to be released to us. So I was hoping to have it in your hands before we sat down today.
Well, sure, we did get something. We got something. It wasn't expenses. It wasn't yet.
Yeah, that was something Olivia generated for us.
Yeah, okay.
And
it wasn't sufficient.
We're going to continue to try to get the administration to release that data to us.
Okay.
But it sure would be a lot easier if they would just do that. instead of putting us in the position to have our people try to, you know, put that stuff together.
And the attendance numbers weren't there because we're trying to make as you get into the budget, make some judgments. Because the concession money was up pretty good, so it really is hard to tell. The rides were, but the rides were down compared to their plan. Who prepared the plan? How? You know, what do those plan numbers have to be?
There are, Susan Kirkpatrick just pointed out, one of the, on page 466 of the budget, last year's budget, there was a reference to the master plan. And this has been pretty typical since the master plan was released. This happens to say that the master plan continued to be implemented by the planning of a future capital project to restructure the amusement park's parking lot to be pedestrian friendly and provide for better traffic flow. So, although we as a legislature never really dealt with the master plan in its entirety,
we did deal with that.
Selectively, they have looked at different things that were in the master plan and have either recommended them or actually gotten us to approve them.
Did we ever vote on that? That was a good idea. Did we ever approve that one? Did we approve the entrance to the park, the reconfiguration of the parking lot? That was actually a good...
Yes, that was all approved.
So it wasn't. So we don't, it hasn't happened, though.
Where? When we moved... yes, it did, because we switched things around. We moved some things around, so it was a better entry point. And only allowing people to enter in two places. Mm-hmm. Right. That was a big change, because... And they did that, and they broadened, they widened Kitty Land, they moved the miniature golf, they made all those changes.
You know, Mr. Chairman, another thing, just on the $3, I was told that an event at Oakland Beach Park a couple weeks ago, that because of the $3 on fireworks nights, which again, people used to go into the park, go watch the fireworks, maybe buy something. They said, I'm told, the cars are piled up outside, coming out of the forest area. I mean, the people, they want to see the fireworks.
Yeah, you don't need to come all the way in.
But they don't go in and pay for the parking because they're not going in. They don't pay for the $3. So their cars are lying all over Rye to see the fireworks.
It's another reason. Park.
Get rid of the $3. Let them go into the park.
Yeah.
So I put that on record. So it's not just the scenes. The fireworks create a lot of demand. Mm-hmm. The people, they don't want to pull in.
Yeah.
They sit outside.
Well, especially
the fireworks cost.
There, it's a grant. That's paid for totally by Chase. I think it's Chase.
Yeah, I was asked about that. I couldn't remember if it was 100.
I think it's Chase. It's
how many displays do they have?
Twice a week.
Or something.
Wednesdays and Fridays. And they are incredible.
Really?
Because we avoid the $3 by taking our boat out and sitting in the water.
But have you gotten complaints about the cars piling?
We pay $6 a gallon for gas, but...
Have you gotten complaints
about
the cars?
More than that on a boat.
People tell me the cars are piled up out the Forest Avenue. They're just all driving. They just won't go in all the way.
Yeah, who knows if it's for that reason or not. I don't know. They're always, it generates a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Anyway, so we really should look at that.
But so does Oakland Beach. I mean, you never know if the cars are there for Oakland or for Playland.
No, they could go.
They're up and down.
$3. Yeah, they don't pay the $3. They can go to Oakland and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
But you got to pay for Oakland.
Yeah, but not to walk in on the just on the boardwalk there. No.
Rye Playland, which you still got to get into.
I know, but you go to Oakland Beach, you could just walk on.
You still got to park.
Well, if you park it.
If you're walking, who cares?
No, I went at night. The parking shut down at night. I was there.
Well, it's...
No parking. Park after 6 o'clock is available. Yeah. Parking. So you can go at night. No, so
that's
so
true.
It's free down there.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. This is just a sampling, but in going through the RFP, you know, we've been presented with different points that the RFP makes. One is a complete, what they term a complete refashioning versus proposals that would keep all or part of the amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
Another point they make is the amusement park may or may not be part of your proposal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pretty open-ended point that's made. A proposal should just maximize the park's resources and location, reduce the financial burden on taxpayers, Again, the point about the amusement park, you can submit a proposal for the management and operation of the existing amusement park, either in its entirety, in part, or some variation. If you choose a proposal, and Judy properly pointed out before that housing is not included, but if you choose a proposal and it involves the alienation of parkland, the RFP says that the county would pursue an approval by the state legislature for that alienation. Mm-hmm. It also suggests in the discussion about transfer of the property in a way where it would be a transfer of fee simple title. It suggests that the property would be sold and it would put into the hands of the new owner pretty much, except for that housing thing, pretty much unconditional, the ability of unconditional use.
Well, yes and no. They do have the restrictions on page 3.
Landmark status.
Yeah, the only restrictions that will be placed are the following.
Well, yeah.
Matter of fact, I have an issue with one of them only because it's got some real infrastructure.
That's the discussion of the wildlife sanctuary.
Well, there's also a lake. Right. There's the Playland Lake, which is a lovely place to do your boating with through Playland. They have the little paddle boats that go out. But that also, it's also called Minersing Lake, and it is currently has been under a big public works project that's been associated through planning with some soil erosion and water quality stuff. But it also forms the basis for, there's another part, it protects a lot of residential property behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they say, it says the only restrictions would be placed are the following, but it says except for Playland Lake. I'm worried about that because I think obviously you'd have to do all sorts of environmental quality reviews, the seeker stuff, but that could seriously impact the environmental quality of the residences back there.
Oh, yeah, it certainly could. And I think the reason why they exclude it is they recognize that it complements the Reed.
But it's not, it's excluded from the exclusion. That's the way it's written.
No, it complements the Reed Sanctuary. But at the same time, it's a feature that is integrally involved in the playland, the amusement, the ride. For example, they have the boating out there.
Yeah. But see, in here, they're excluding the exclusion of that. They're saying you can play around.
That's right. That's right.
Chairman, again,
that's absolutely right.
I'd like to remind what Gore Burrow said. I just think any time spent on this is not well spent, because it just, we have plenty of time later. If someone comes in, they want to buy it, thank you very much. They'll call you ahead of time.
Right.
But you think there's any chance the county's going to sell it? No one's going to spend a lot of time in those areas because they know how crazy it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
My
only point is this: in going down through this list, there were a whole lot of things in here, and Judy's right on this page through the list of exclusions. A proposal submitted that would result in the sale, say the alienation of the property and then the sale of the property. There are certain things that are in the category of restrictions. However, it leaves the feature of Playland Park, the long-time feature of the park, up for grabs, that being, once again, the amusement park. So my point is, as you go through this RFP, there are enough things in the RFP that seem to suggest that we'd be willing to take a look at things that put the amusement park on the chopping block.
Yeah, this is right.
So what I'm saying is, independent of the RFP, mm-hmm. forget about the schedule, forget about it's even out there. When we look at the issue of Playland as part of our park system, as a cost center that's requiring subsidy and requiring, you know, capital investment periodically, are we prepared as a committee to do anything along the lines of determine if we want to make a recommendation to our full board as to what we think, as the committee charged with that responsibility, the future use in Playland should be. For example, if a straw poll of the committee today, if all of our members were here, if a straw poll came back and said, hey, look, there's a lot of things that could be done at Playland that complement one another, but it's a consensus of this committee to recommend to the full board that an amusement park continue to be the feature of Playland Park. And if that was the case, then we might be willing to make that recommendation. Or we might say that, forget amusement parks, forget it. That no longer should be a feature of the park.
If I can, Mr. Chairman, the timeline is such that this is coming back in February.
No, forget the RFP.
Right. I know, but it's out there. So rather than us, I mean, again, I'd have to have the master plan. As long as it's out there, so you know what, we have the time. Maybe nothing will come back.
Probably won't.
But either way, we're not under the gun to have a recommendation to the board by October, November,
I'm
December.
I'm just talking about what our.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but
he's just saying, we have a
responsibility because this is our area of oversight.
But I think our first area of responsibility, as I said, is going into this budget.
Mm-hmm.
What can we recommend? The three, you know, looking at all the data, the attendance. Do we want to make a recommendation on the $3? Because that's going to be up for discussion during.
That's
budget.
A very good point.
So the $3 issue, which is more of my constituents, mm-hmm. is an issue. Entertainment, marketing, but really budgetary issues, how it affects the operations there. But if I can, Mr. Chair, I was running out of time. I think the children's museum issue,
yeah,
which you raised before, because that, as Jews will remind me, I didn't think about it since the administration is not. I guess not heavily in favor of it. They're apparently not.
My old caucuses.
They're not, right. No, listen. I said, where's the lease? Because I was asked by someone, where do you stand? I said, I can't do anything unless I see the lease. Well, it's being drafted by the council. My point is, there may be a role for this committee. Who's giving? Where is that issue? If it's being drafted by a county, who's talking to the county attorney? Tell them what to put in the lease. And it seems to me, this is the committee. We should have the county attorney in. Or people in who's, you know, how is he drafted that lease? Who's he getting input from?
Five more.
So I think that whole issue, I just assumed the administration was doing it as they usually do, but in this case, the administration may not, is not.
They're leaning against it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're not helping.
Who's telling the county attorney what to write? Because the county attorney is going to write down what people tell him to write. And are you talking to the county? I mean, who's giving input to the county attorney?
The county attorney's not doing it.
Well, so then...
You mean for the development of the lease?
The lease, yeah.
Well, we have a boilerplate, obviously, because we have the lease that was developed for the Tiki Bar. And it's a standard lease.
Well, so who's working on it? Our council?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and our budget
committee.
People,
well,
and we're waiting for the appraisal to come back because we have to have a market.
Well, what are the terms of the lease? Is there an annual lease of $1, $100, $10,000?
It hasn't been determined.
Well, so that's all fair. So I'm just saying to our chairman... Who's the to this committee? This committee.
Well, as soon as it comes in, it'll be referred to this committee and to legislation, and we're hoping to do that. We were hoping to have it done by today, but we couldn't get the appraisal done in time.
I see. Well, in terms of a lease is a lease, but
this the lease has to talk to the appraisal. That was the one thing that law said to us.
Well, then, what are the terms? We should talk. What terms should be in this lease? Very honestly, I talked to Mark Oxner about. Well, this is going to happen. We have this parking lot that gets no money for 9, 8 months a year, 7 months a year. Who's getting the money in the parking lot? Maybe the cost of our debt service of the building, maybe we could allocate some of the parking revenues to that. He thought that was an interesting idea, if that's what it took to get support from the legislature. But I mean, issues like that,
mm-hmm.
what does the lease say about the parking? What does it say?
Well, we didn't want to start the discussion until we have what we need. The last thing is the appraisal, and then we can start to put together the lease.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, then
we don't have a lease.
Okay. Well, I know. I'm just suggesting that at some point this committee needs to get involved in the draft.
I'm hoping it will be within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is a very good example. One question obviously has already been resolved. If I can back into it, the request was made. Don't make any decisions on the board all right, that involve commitment of aspects of Playland Park. So the answer, the question is, okay, is that the position that we're going to take as a board? Is that the position that this committee is going to take? Clearly, it sounds to me as though the consensus is that there is work that we need to be involved with that has to do with the development of the lease that could ultimately put into the hands of part of the park.
Yes.
I can't form a judgment whether I support it or not.
Real estate that will be, I'm not talking about that. It answers the question as to whether or not we put on hold, we back burner all the decisions about Playland until, the way it was presented, until the RFP sheds light on what the potential is. So for me, this little 3-minute discussion has kind of answered one of the questions. We're not inclined to say we agree everything comes to a stop until the RFP process runs its course.
Except I would like to interject, my personal feeling is no matter what happens with the RFP, I think that the Children's Museum should be a part of it, that this is what will go into this building.
Okay. Yeah, but really, you got to get all of the information.
But we have to have, I know, and we don't
also
have...
Also, you get blown away with a different idea.
We cannot set any of the terms for the lease, the payments. We can't set any of that until we can show what the market value is of the building and then show how much the county has spent on the rest of Playland Park in terms of capital improvements, and it has to be able to balance out that we have spent as much money as is the market value. Mm-hmm. Then we can set a, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $3, whether it's $3,000, I mean, whatever the total is, but we can't do all of that until we get this damn appraisal. And it's taken us until now to be getting this appraisal.
Okay, but it's interesting if you follow what
Judy
said.
And we had to do a short form contract for it.
What she just said was, there are things going on and there's information that is needed before we can answer other questions about a lease. But Judy said something very important, and it's running down a parallel track with my other question. If Judy was asked to present a picture for the future, she is saying, the Children's Museum is part of Playland Park.
I think it's a very good thing for the district that I represent.
And that's commendable. And you have said that. My point was it just happened to focus on something else. Are there strong feelings on the part of the majority of the Board of Legislators, the majority of this committee, that the feature element of Playland Park for the last, 85 years, the amusement park piece, is that to be, in our mind, something that will be present?
Do you want individual opinions?
Well, I tell you, I can start, but no one else has to follow. My opinion My opinion is, yes, the amusement park should be part of that.
Mine? Okay.
And my approach is I'd like to look at other things that will bring the revenues and expenses into line, where we no longer deal it as a loss leader's cost.
Right.
So if I was all controlling, that would be the recommendation that I would make. As a committee, though, we have to kind of share our best thinking to decide whether or not we're prepared to do that.
But Bill, your comment, you'd love it to be part of the main feature of the park, is great, as long as it's not a loser to the degree it's a loser. Well, if you can wind up bringing it to the profit center that everybody would love, you've worked out magic, because nobody seems to be able to do that.
That goes into the whole question of, as a park, is it supposed to be a profit center?
We may be able to accept some.
And if this is the only you guys have caucus to.
I apologize, I have a caucus to go to.
But we have a meeting, so why don't we...
Continued.
Why don't we...
I wrote a whole piece for my ride that said what my view was, but my own individual view.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
This is just a good start, but this is the kind of thing that I think that we have to invest some time in to some degree, because...
And it would be good to get all the numbers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we need to try to get the administration to feed that to us.
And I'd like to see why we need to put the debt into this the way if we're not doing it for other parks. I mean, it almost sets this up for failure to start.
Because I put in the budget that
doesn't Lasden lose terrible amounts of money?
But Julie, they're all the interest and the principal that debt are listed with each park.
But you know what they do?
No, it's in miscellaneous.
They actually assign debt service to the core center, and that is a huge anchor around the neck of revenues. And it pulls it down.
But it does.
With everything else,
it's not just. I thought every part. Only playland they do that.
They actually.
Every
golf course. Every park has an interest in principal thing in there. I see that.
No, the others are all included in miscellaneous for all the parks. I believe it is.
Yeah, it's in the miscellaneous budget.
It's in the miscellaneous budget for all parks. The only one that's brought out, my understanding, it was something that was done under O'Rourke. Yeah.
To show either profitability or the true expense the
taxpayers started complaining.
What is the what is the debt at Playland? Is it $5 million, $10 million? Yeah. What's the number?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try to back into how much of Playland is debt.
Well, there is some in here. Look on the very last page here, and you'll see.
Numbers?
Yes, here's your principal, your debt, your park debt maturities.
Oh,
total outstanding $22 million.
It's $22 million.
See that appendix C, the last thing here.
Mm-hmm.
That's $22 million, Jesus.
Persons that refuse.
Hey, Pete, where are we? In the library?
No, we're going to go here because.
We're here?
I think so.
Okay.
Linden is still.
All right.
I just got to talk to Chris Crane.
Let me entertain a motion to adjourn then.
I'll tell Steve we're meeting down here.
All right, I'll go grab you.
There's no objection then. This meeting stands adjourned.
Right, so
thank you for being here.
We're down to 20 and a half million. It'll be 18 in this year. It's going down. I don't know how much new debt.
You two are here. I'm not going to call you.
Right. All right, don't go.
Yeah, they. I think it was done.
I could look into the budget.
It's such an oddball operation. It's not social services. It's not that. I think it was done to clarify the overall cost of.
Well, if it's a business, you put.
I think that's why they did that.
But even on the golf, everything they. Geez, I'm so sure. See, debt and interest payments. And principal payments in every category.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I tell you what, it is a tremendous.
Well, they're saying Playland loses $3 million a year, and the debt service is $3 million a year. Right. Well, operating is really not losing money. I mean, listen, you need to take that into account, but that's going to roll off and disappear. And from an operating basis, that's why companies they report this EBITDA, expenses before depreciation and interest, and they. What are the true expenses of running play? Otherwise, of course it's going to lose. You're paying debt service.
I understand. I understand that the police complement down there with officers and summer specials is too high, except what I'm told is an interesting observation. The guy who runs it does an exceptional job of coordinating the seasoned officers with the personnel that are come in, over the summer. It's almost like a school. Mm. And they learn a lot about serving and covering posts and things by this day-to-day operation there. But when you step back, it may be a little heavy for what is needed.
Well,
if it was cut back to what was needed, how would that charge back be reduced? And that's a big charge back to the park.
These are all the things as we get into the budget. The budget doesn't have time to look at it. Plus, as you drill down, right, security, debt service, $3 million, really. So we're in a position to make recommendations. Say, this is bullshit. You're out there, losing money, or shut it down. RFPs, wait a minute. Right. Take away the security extra money. Take away Playland's making $200,000 a year. There's a whole different perspective you might bring to it.
Would you do me a favor? Would you email